Broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, welcome. You're in the clubhouse. It's a beautiful day everywhere. It's raining, it seems, everywhere. I'm looking on. Let's take a tour of the tours. First of all, LPGA Airbus Classic. Their weather's looking great. Michelle Wee, 2 under so far after a 71-66. She's tied for 6 now. Katrina Mathieu and Charlie Hull lead there. Champions Tour, Senior PGA Championship, 5-start T1, Tom Watson, Kyoshi Murata, Bernard Langer, Colin Montgomery, Steen Tinning. Wow. And at the end of June, the Quicken Loans National at Congressional Country Club, hosted by Tiger Woods, will be, of course, a biennial event at Congressional. Tiger Woods is media day, and of course, most of the questions asked of him were about his game, his recovery. And first question was asked, of course, will you be playing in the foreseeable future? Does he have a recovery timetable? That was the question.
There really is no timetable. I think that's been kind of the realization to all of this, is that there's no date. It's just taken on a daily basis. And it's not going to be up to me whether I play or not. It's going to be up to my docs. And I have to, obviously, I want to play now. It would be nice to be able to go out there today and play with you guys, even though I don't really like to play with you guys. But it would be fun. I miss playing. I miss being out there on a golf course and doing that. I miss getting out there and hitting balls like that and just playing. I miss the game. Forget about competing at the highest levels. I just miss being out there and just being around the golf course. I can, as of right now, I can chip and putt, but that's it. And you know, we're going to just take it slowly, and I don't know how many more weeks I'm going to be at this pace, but at least I have something. So I'm able to actually get out there and chip and putt. But as far as full swings and that timetable about playing, I don't know.
Boy, the reserve Tiger Woods, he's not getting out there to play on a broken leg. But, you know, when it comes to your back, just doing the smallest thing can knock you right out. Let's thank the people who make this show possible. John Strugge, golf writer, Golf Digest, in the loop right after this.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Dr. Armand Chong Dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities, the official dentist of the 1990-95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, a great dentist, 737-3525. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
Yes, there's not much we can do today because it's pouring rain. It's going to be warm, muggy, hazy rain, possible thunder showers. So go test drive an Acura. Let's welcome into the clubhouse right now John Strugge, golf writer, Golf Digest magazine, In the Loop. It's a whole new format for Golf Digest. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you for having me, Danielle, it's good to talk to you again.
It's good to have you on the show. And I was reading, you know, some of the In the Loop. What does Golf Digest want to accomplish by this with this new format?
Well, and under our old format, we had all these different blogs, and they were in all different places. And so essentially what we did was consolidate all the blogs under what we call The Loop. So there could be equipment under there. It could be news, videos, just whatever, but it's all under one spot, which we think makes it a lot easier for the readers.
Yeah, and I've noticed that it's kind of a style that you've had all along, sort of clips of interesting anecdotes from different facets. For instance, how about neither Jimmy Walker nor Adam Scott realized that yesterday, I think Jimmy hit a bird in flight.
Yeah, right. I just posted that video this morning. It's you know, apparently wasn't evident from the tee. They saw the bird, and the bird kind of flew away. But on television, when they slowed it down, they saw that it did clip a bird. And Jimmy Walker saw the replay and acknowledged it clipped the bird and probably helped him by knocking his ball back closer towards the fairway. So. And the bird was fine, so all was good.
All was good. It was cute, though. Adam Scott said he didn't see it, but then he goes, poor bird.
Yeah. Tough way to get a bird, though.
Yeah, truly. I mean, who would expect that? But I was wondering if you noticed, you know, when I started the show, it's usually about the PGA Tour, you know, the big names on the PGA Tour. But frankly, right now, the LPGA and the leaderboard on the Champions Tour are pretty exciting, aren't they?
Oh, they're just terrific. I mean, starting with the LPGA, Charlie Hole. I mean, we've had so many great stories in the LPGA this year, including Hawaii's own Michelle Wee winning in Hawaii, and she looks like she's playing well again this week. But Charlie Hole is 18 from England, definitely a future star. Lexi Thompson's won this year, won a major this year. I mean, the storylines are actually better on the LPGA than they have been on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
The Champions Tour, you got Colin Montgomery, Bernard Langer, and Tom Watson all in contention. I mean, it's really great stuff.
It really is. I mean, we're really seeing, I think it was like 12 years ago, we were talking about the globalization of golf, you know, and it truly is now. You're just seeing everybody on all from all around the world of golf playing on these major tours, and it's exciting. Charlie Hall's won on the LET, and it's really good to see her. She's got this really laid-back personality. She doesn't get really excited about things. You know, she just kind of moves through it. And I think that's it's kind of a good place to be, that you don't overreact. I know sometimes when I get really excited on the golf course because I've made a putt, then, you know, you've got to compose yourself and get back into it. And she seems to be composed a lot. Also surprising on the, at the PGA, the BMW PGA, the flagship event on the European Tour, Rory McIlroy is playing after telling the world that he's not getting married. I thought that was interesting, and I was wondering, how many times does a guy, when those invitations go out, think to himself, you know, I'm really not ready for this, but we've done all these, you know, what am I going to do now? You know, I can't back out now. And Rory did. And that was a pretty brave move on his part.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't think we know the whole story of what's going on with Rory McIlroy, but, I mean, he's been dating her for
three years.
They were just tweeting about I think they were in Monte Carlo.
Yes.
The weekend before, and they were tweeting what a wonderful time they were having. And then he gets to the BMW Championship and says the marriage is off and they've split up. So
weirdest thing.
What's going on with him?
Yeah. It was, but if, you know, if what he says, and you can only, you know, go by what he says, I just thought, wow, you know, I bet a lot of marriages wouldn't end in divorce if they'd just done that, you know, said, this is not the right time. But I'm leaning into what I think is one of the most intriguing parts about English lifestyle, that you can bet on just about anything in England, can't you, in the UK?
Yes, you can. And that was one of my blog posts earlier in the week. It's just trying to have some fun with these bookmakers. But it was Paddy Power, the largest bookmaker in Ireland and other parts of the UK, posted odds on who Rory McIlroy's next girlfriend would be. And the odds, the favorite was Holly Sweeney, his past girlfriend. But some of the other names they put on there, obviously it's never going to happen. But, you know, Tiger Woods' ex-wife, Elin Nordegren, at 275-1. And I mean, there's nothing you can't bet on.
No, I loved it. Michelle Wee was in there at 9-1. You know,
yeah, 9-1,
9-1, and Pippa Middleton. You know, that's the Princess of England. You know, the sister,
right?
About 100-1. And I thought, you know, Rory would fit right into the Royals, don't you think?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Well, we've got to talk about Lucy Lee, and I'm really in a strange place about Lucy Lee qualifying for the U.S. Women's Open at 11. Sam Randolph, you know, makes his debut on the Champions Tour. You blogged about that. And Carolyn Bivens is now a pet therapy volunteer. We'll take our first break. We'll be back right after this. We're talking with John Strege, golf writer, Golf Digest magazine, In the Loop. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Why wait? To be old enough or wise enough? Why wait to own the road ahead when you can do it now? Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to have the world within reach with the intuitive controls of the Acura ILX? Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters? Why wait to follow the rules when you can make up your own? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Let's give away a dozen Bridgestone golf balls to the ninth caller. All you have to do is dial a number, and it is 808-296-5467. You win a dozen Bridgestone golf balls, okay? I want to see that phone line light up. It's 808-296-5467. We're talking with John Strege, golf writer, Golf Digest magazine, and blogs about little segments. You know, our attention spans have gotten very short, so this is really working quite well. You're going for a younger audience, aren't you?
There's no question the magazine is trying to expand the audience. They're trying to do a lot of the traditional stuff we've done in the past with equipment and places to play and things like that. But we are trying to expand into a younger demographic as well without losing the older demographic. And, it's certainly got a lot of publicity lately with some of the covers.
Yeah. Don't go there. Let's talk about Lucy Lee. U.S. Women's Open qualifier. 11 years old. What did she win? She won by six. Was it six strokes?
I think it was seven strokes.
Seven.
Yeah, the qualifier, she was medalist by seven strokes, which is
amazing.
To me, it's an indication of lack of depth, but nonetheless.
I just, you know, somebody somewhere, I heard them say, this is Lucy Lee's hello world moment. I went, really? Don't do that.
Yes, I'm with you there. I think she's obviously got a lot of potential, and I think it's a great story, and it'll be fun. But, where it goes after this, you know, hopefully your parents kind of dial her back a little bit. When you're starting that young on the national stage, it's very easy to get burnt out early, and I mean, we've seen it quite a bit. I mean, the Wong Glukiets, for example, did a blog post on them when they were 13 playing in the Craft Nabisco Championship, and I think it was Airy. You get them confused, but one of them tied for 10. And the anecdote I used was Kari Webb, after they were playing together in the final round, where are you from? And she says, Bradenton. And Kari Webb says, where's that? And she says, I don't know. 13-year-old can't even explain where Bradenton is. And it was very sad, and both of them are out of competitive golf, as far as I know now.
That is a sad story. I burnt out completely, almost nervous breakdown style.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, that's why you just got to, I mean, the parents got to be very careful with Lucy Lee. Again, it's a great story, and I'll be watching them, and it's going to help the U.S. Women's Open tremendously.
Oh, absolutely. But, it's fabulous. But, you know, we're celebrating a young girl who has all the financial advantages that, you know, the top 1% in the nation have. She had a golf instructor, a nationally known golf instructor since the age of seven. She's wearing an outfit for her, you know, coming out moment. Over $500 that you could only wear once. The perfect clubs for an 11-year-old, that's expensive. It's a huge investment that her parents are making. And I celebrate them for being able to do that for their child. At the same time, it's not something everybody can do, and it's not growing the game in a way that's sustainable.
No, I would agree. And, you know, and my concern is, you know, I was fortunate enough to be the golf writer at the Orange County Register when Tiger Woods was growing up in our circulation area. And, you know, what his dad did, I mean, he did a great job in raising a golfer, but he might dip his toe in a PGA Tour event, but then he'd pull him back and he'd be playing junior events, you know, and winning those junior events and learning how to win. You know, he didn't try to rush him into it, and it was the best thing they could have done for him. And I just hope Lucy Lee's parents, you know, are able to, you know, let's just ease our way along, you know, see how it goes and see how much she's enjoying it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're not going to put her in interview situations, from what I understand. She's not going to be trotted out in the interview room. They're going to shelter her a little bit during the actual event. At least that's what I heard is the plan, and I think that makes a lot of sense. I'm going straight into something else, and I thought it was interesting. I've read so many scenarios where Adam Scott would lose his number one ranking after getting it without playing. While
right.
He's playing. Wait a second. He got to number one not playing, and he could lose number one while he's playing. He almost missed the cut, right?
Yes, but apparently he's playing great today. I had checked the leaderboard earlier, but he had climbed into the top 10. I think he's still on the course. So, And Henrik Stenson, who's also a candidate for that number one ranking, apparently didn't play well today, so... It's really hard to keep track, though.
It is. Well, you know, Tiger Woods was unseated after climbing back up from nowhere into number one, which was really a phenomenal accomplishment.
Yes.
What he did.
No question. And, you know, he's played very little this year, and he held it this long. I mean, that's an indication of, you know, just what kind of performance he's had in recent years. If it takes a two-year rolling average of some sort or a point system. So, yeah, that was an indication of how well Tiger had played without winning a major championship.
So explain that just a little bit for people who are not familiar. The world rankings, they say, huh, how does this work? It's 2 years. You get points for different events, and over a two-year period, then those points go away.
They fall off at the, you know, as time moves on, and presumably you're playing, so you have the possibility of maintaining your position or improving it, or if you're not playing or not playing well, you'll lose some of those good past performances and you're replaced by bad performances and you drop in the rankings. So it's very complicated, but it's all we've got.
It's funny that they don't just go with a money list.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. Maybe it shouldn't be based on money. I'm not sure how the best way to do it. And as you said, it's really all we've got. We've got a winner. We've got a winner of our great Bridgestone golf ball giveaway, Robert Gadolinia from Mililani. Congratulations. You are our first winner. We're going to have two winners today. It's so exciting to be able to give away prizes. That's part of one of the fun things that I like to do. Okay, on the PGA Tour, there's a young man, Bryce Garnett. It's always scary when you're going into the weekend leading, because so many times you come out into the end of the weekend somewhere at the bottom of the leaderboard. But he seems to be very comfortable in Texas. Bryce Garnett played on the Web.com Tour. If you've never heard of him, he's now playing on the big dance floor, and he's comfortable in Texas, I hear. What's your take on what's going on the PGA Tour?
Well, with Bryce, I had to actually look up. I didn't know very much about him at all yesterday. So when I saw he was leading, he's 293rd in the world ranking. So he's pretty much unknown at this point. And to your point, unknown, but leading going into the weekend, never been in this position before. On a golf course, it can be tough if you don't keep it in play. It could be a difficult weekend. So, but there, you know, there's so many good players, and he might be one of these to. We've had a lot of first-time winners this year. He might be one of these to emerge.
Yeah,
and that add his name to the list.
It's fun that we've have these first-timers, but it's also. It's also difficult to keep the public interest because...
That's right.
You know, that's what I see this year.
It might be fun for us where we might know something about some of these players, but for the golf fan at large, no, it's, you know, it's why we probably need Tiger Woods back. I mean, the game's better off when Tiger Woods or other the elite players are in contention. As we were talking about Adam Scott earlier, I'm just looking at the scoreboard. He's 4-under today and tied for fifth.
Isn't that amazing? You know?
Yeah.
I love this game. I love it and I hate it.
Yes.
You can, you know, have this terrible round, but then if you just keep plodding, you know, that I'm not sure who said that recently, but you just have to keep going. I think it may have been Adam Scott. He's been in slumps before. I mean, he dropped completely off the radar about 7 years ago, it seems.
Yeah.
You said, what happened to Adam Scott? Oh, he's surfing in Australia, you know.
Yeah.
And then he found the putter, the anchored putter, and that brought him back up.
It was odd. Before the long putter, though, I covered the Valero Texas Open. He was still using the short putter, and he won there, and it was his first win in, I don't know, a couple of years, back when we were wondering where he'd gone. And he putted great, and he was putting well, and then the next thing you know, he's using the long putter, and has been since, and using it very well. I don't know what happens when he has to revert, but, you know, the guy's such a good guy, and it's great to see him playing well, and, you know, he very well could stay at number one for quite a while.
Yeah, he is a great guy. He's so understated, and he's so private. He manages to go and get married. And nobody knows it, you know?
Yes.
It's like, wow, Adam Scott's no longer eligible, okay? He probably hasn't been for a long time. We just didn't know it.
Well, you know, I read today, Tony Jacklin had an interesting comment about Rory McIlroy, and his advice to him is keep your private life private. And Adam Scott has done a great job at doing that. And Rory McIlroy hasn't done such a good job at doing that. And I tend to agree with that. I mean, we love reading about it, but I still tend to agree with Tony Jacklin that maybe you should keep it a little bit more private and low-key.
Yeah, you know, but the Irish, they're just, you know, they're just, that's what I love about them. You know, they're just so out, they're there, they're real, they tell you what's going on, and they don't make no bones about it.
Right.
John Strege, a real pleasure talking with you.
Danielle, it's always great talking to you.
Thank you very much. Golf Digest Magazine, check it out. It's In the Loop. The Loop is all it is The Loop. And John Strege is the writer. He's also an author. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again, sir. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. We're going to go to Mililani. Joey Tadeo, we've got a golf and food fest coming up. Isn't that a perfect combination? We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years and state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailai Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Before we talk with Joey Tadeo, Aloha Golf Center owner and Mililani Golf Club professional, where Mililani Golf Club, by the way, is hosting a golf and food expo, and I believe it's just 2 weeks from now, so you want to set the date so you can get out there and go to this fabulous golf clinics and demo days and food and golf and have a great time and maybe a little wine. We heard from Tiger Woods this week about his recovery, about his coming back, the timetable. And he basically said, there's no timetable. You know, I'm going to do what my doctors tell me to do, and that's all there is to it. And it was so debilitating having the back pain that he had, something he'd never experienced before, how just a little twist could just completely take you down to your knees. And we saw him go down on his knees. And it's real. When you see that happen, you don't fake that. But so he's in recovery. He can't play with the kids, you know, because they want to go out and play soccer. And that's a lot of twisting and turning and doing all those fun things. He can't do that. So he was asked, you can't play with the kids. Your recovery routine is limited to small, niggly movements. What are you doing?
I'll tell you what, I am damn good at video games. That part's been hard at times. One of my good friends, Romo, went through the same procedure that I had. And he said, you become an expert in all different types of video games. And he's right. You pass the time for hours doing that. And I certainly have done that.
Well, there you go. So that's his advice. You become really good at video games. Let's bring Joey Tadeo, Aloha Golf Center owner, into the show, into the clubhouse on this very wet, rainy day. We're going to have a pretty wet Memorial Day weekend. It's right now the sun's kind of coming out. So on the neighbor islands it looks like Maui and the Big Island are pretty dry. Kauai, there's a tea time at Poipu at 9:30, 11:20, and 12:50, but it is cart path only. Waimea Class Reunion, they're out on the course today, and the Southside Men's Club, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. At Wailea, the gold course was aerated, so wide open there, but the emerald course has an 11:20 and a 1:10, unless you'd like to play. And Olomana today has a 10:30 and an 11:20. Welcome to the show, Joey.
Thanks, Danielle.
I bet Mililani has some. How's the weather? Are you up, Mililani?
I'm actually already in town, but as you see it, it's pretty dreary today. Hopefully it clears up later on.
Yeah, well, let's hope that all the rain is happening this weekend. We would like it, of course, to be sunny, but for the fabulous Mililani Golf Club Golf and Food Expo, that is going to be June 7th on Saturday from 9 until 2, let's hope it all rains out so you have a perfect day on Saturday. What was the idea behind putting the foodies and the golfies together?
Well, this is our 10th year of putting together an event like this, and, you know, before the event, we usually meet to decide, you know, what can we do better, what did we do well, and, you know, the food trucks are all the craze right now. So we decided, you know, in addition to offering activities for the community, and having giveaways as we usually do and really awesome sales, we invited some food trucks to come out and to partake in the festivities, and hopefully that'll, you know, attract a different type of person that normally wouldn't come down, and that would be, you know, the foodie.
Yeah, I like it. It's perfect because it brings a whole new audience into the golf course environment, and who knows, somebody might take up the game having a go with, you know, not enjoying the steak. The steak samples. What is the name of the truck that has the steak samples?
That would be Alonzo's. They actually run our food concession, and they've had a food truck that's been very successful for a while. So they're actually going to bring their food truck out, and they'll be giving away some Hawaiian steak samples, which is what they're really popular and known for.
Joey, this is funny. We used to call tow trucks in Hawaii tow wagons. You know, the tow wagon's going to come. We used to call food trucks the lunch wagon. The Lunch Wagon was right around the corner. You can go get plate lunch, you know, macaroni salad, meatloaf and rice, and more macaroni salad as your side. Now it's become sophisticated. You can, you know, everything from Louisiana shrimp mixes to this Hawaiian steak truck, Alonzo's. All this food is available from a food truck, and it's Eat the Street has become huge. Amazing. So
they've gone really upscale with the food trucks, and you know, with the Food Network, you know, having all those reality shows, it's just exploded. And you know, I think everyone, it's a good thing, because there's so many new food experiences that you can have now. You know, I was just looking at, you know, all those grilled cheese trucks, and I was telling myself that I wanted to do that, but you know, never have the time to do it. So hopefully I'll be able to see my face while I'm running around at the Food Expo.
Yes, the Golf and Food Expo is at Mililani Golf Club, and the first 250 participants get, in addition to the free samples, they'll have some free popcorn and some free cotton candy, and there is a product tasting, including Pepsi, and Ping is doing a putting challenge, and the Mililani Junior Golf fundraising sale is going to... What are they raising money for?
Well, Mililani Junior Golf Association, they have this sale every year. They sell some snack packs from Tanioka's, and basically, you know, they're self-sufficient. You know, they don't get any kind of subsidy, so this is one of their big fundraisers for the year, and it all goes to support the program. The person who runs it is Marge DeCastro. We've known her, and we've had a relationship with her for a long, long time, and you know, she selflessly donates a lot of her time, as well as her staff. I've known her since I was, you know, in intermediate school and high school, and that's a long time. I'm pretty ancient, but
don't say that. I'll feel old.
But it's their one big event where they sell all these snack packs, and the proceeds go to you know, to funding the program. So it's for a good cause, and if you can come out and support Mililani Junior Golf, that would be awesome.
And some of the other activities include the FootJoy Trunk Show Shoe Sale. Say that three times fast. Okay, it's a Trunk Show Shoe Sale. Hydro Flask Demonstration. What's a Hydro Flask?
Hydro Flask is the latest craze. It's a insulated drink bottle. I don't want to say water bottle anymore because everyone puts various things in there. But it's insulated, won best product at the PGA Show 1 year. It keeps drinks cold for 24 hours, and it keeps drinks warm for 12 hours. It's awesome, and you know, those things sell like hotcakes, and we're going to have the rep for Hydro Flask come out and demonstrate the properties of the bottle.
Excellent. What kind of golf clinics?
Mililani Golf Academy is going to be out there giving various clinics to anyone who's interested. You just have to go and find Jeff Ferry out there. But it'll range from short game to full swing to even, I think, some course management and mental tips.
Do we need to sign up, or is it first come, first serve?
It's first come, first serve. Jeff Ferry is going to have an area to the left side of the driving range where he'll be giving the clinics. So all you have to do is go over there and look for him. We'll also be announcing over the loudspeaker, you know, all the various activities at various times. So
it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and it goes to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And in addition to all the things we've talked about, Titleist is going to be there doing a golf ball fitting. And this has started, Bridgestone kind of started it. Now everybody's doing golf ball fittings, and Titleist will be doing the golf ball fitting this time. What's important about having the golf ball fitted for your game?
Well, Titleist believes, you know, there isn't one ball for any certain type of golfer. They believe that, you know, depending on your golfing abilities and how you play the game, you might fit into several different ones. So when you come out, you can talk to one of the representatives at Titleist, tell him a little bit about your game, and they'll recommend the best balls that they think will fit you. So, you know, a lot of women, they think they need women's golf balls, but you know, I've seen a lot of women get fit into the Pro V1 golf balls. That gives them the best benefit sometimes. So, you know, you never know until you go and talk to an expert and get their advice as to what golf ball will help you optimize your game.
Absolutely, and it's not trial by error, so you're not going and buying something and saying, wow, that felt like a rock. I really can't hit that well. Or another person would say, oh, that's too soft for me, you know. So the golf ball fitting kind of, they take a look at how your swing is, and then they can tell you what compression ball you should be using. Is that kind of it?
Yeah, they take into account a whole bunch of details, including, you know, your swing speed and actually what you're looking for, maybe around the greens, what kind of feel you want when you're putting, and then they'll make a recommendation. So, you know, as with club fitting goes,
yeah,
now they do ball fitting, and that eliminates a lot of the trial and error of going and buying different models and maybe not liking them so much.
Yeah.
Now they can kind of pinpoint what would perform optimally for you.
Exactly. It's kind of like going to the demo day that's going to happen at the same time. And this is all at the 10th Annual Golf and Food Expo at Mililani Golf Club. This is June 7th. It's a Saturday. It starts at 9, goes to 2. And we're talking with Joey Tadeo. He owns and started the Aloha Golf Center, which is right downtown, by the way. And you can go in and talk with Joey. He's an excellent club fitter, in addition to knowing all kinds of stuff. I mean, club fitting for Callaway, Cobra, Mizuno, TaylorMade, Titleist. They offer Miura, Ippon, Graphite Design, Basilius, all the things you can find, you know, the niche products that you're looking for. You should get in touch with Joey because that's what they specialize in. For the demo day at Mililani, there's going to be Callaway and Cobra and Nike and Ping and TaylorMade. Most of TaylorMade, I mean, everybody there knows how to fit you so that you can go in and try one of the new clubs, whether it be a driver or the new woods, and then they'd be able to help you with fitting, wouldn't they?
They certainly would. You know, you always want to consult an expert to get fit for clubs. We see so many people, you know, kind of do the revolving door thing where they buy, they return, or they sell and buy and sell, and they wonder why they're not getting better. It's because, you know, it's like a guessing game. And when you go and see these experts at a demo day like the one we're having at Mililani, or, you know, at a fitting center, you eliminate a lot of that guesswork from that equation.
It makes a whole lot of sense to me because I know that, you know, a lady's length is just too short. I have to bend way over. My posture is bad enough. I don't need any help. Oh, boy. All right. And by the way, how do you become a golf fitter? You know, Bettinardi, you're a certified Bettinardi putter fitter. How do you get certified by all these great manufacturers?
Well, a lot of the manufacturers, you know, they certainly would like you to come out to their facility and train and learn their fitting process. But sometimes, you know, you can't go out to, you know, take a flight out that easily, especially being in Hawaii. So a lot of them have resources where there's online training that the rep will help you with the fitting and the training in that respect. And also, there's various companies that actually get you started with club fitting, places like Mitchell or Golfsmith or one of those companies that mm-hmm. specialize in that. You know, that's always a good start. And then you fine-tune your skills working with all these manufacturers and their training methods.
All right. And I happen to know that Joey Tadeo has gone to Cobra, Fujikura, and TaylorMade in Carlsbad. He's been trained at Ping in Phoenix, and he's traveled to Japan to Miura, Mizuno, Graphite Design, and Basilius. So he's been trained in Japan. You just got back, didn't you?
I just got back a few weeks ago, and it was an awesome trip. You know, I went to go and visit the vendors that we work with up there and learn about their product knowledge, and also, you know, get some training up there. So it's always a good experience to go and visit our friends up in Japan, and it's awesome to see, you know, especially the manufacturing processes for all the companies.
So are you at the store today till 10 to 5?
I am at the store from 10 to 5 today.
That's a City Square Shopping Center on Kalani Street. It's right downtown, just off of Dillingham Boulevard. It's where the DMV is, right?
It's where the DMV is, and a lot of people will know City Square Shopping Center for Chuck E. Cheese if you have kids, or Sugoi's if you enjoy eating, or pancakes and waffles.
Oh, I want pancakes and waffles right now.
Sounds good. We'll get some delivery to you.
Now, this is great. Okay, Mililani Golf Club is hosting Golf and Food Expo June 7th, Saturday, 9 to 2. And Joey Tadeo is right there at the Aloha Golf Center down by Chuck E. Cheese's. Or what was the other one? Pancakes and Waffles?
Pancakes and Waffles, the boys. There's a ton of places to eat there, so go and have a meal and then come up and visit us.
Ah, it sounds like a food and golf festival right there.
It's a food and golf festival every day.
Joey Tadeo, thanks for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you so much.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. We're going to meet David Ogren. David Ogren is a retired PGA Tour player. He is a teacher, and he does amazing things with junior golfers. He takes them on journeys, and he has access to some of the most amazing golf courses for those junior golfers. And we'll talk to him about a whole bunch of stuff right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
All righty. I'm not even going to get on the case of guys. Okay, most people, just people in general, you know how guys don't like to go to the doctor? Well, most people are afraid of surgery, but in particular back surgery. There's something about somebody going into my back. Tiger Woods was asked if he had any doubts about having the surgery and being able to then go back to play golf. And this is what he said.
Only doubts that I had was prior to the surgery is that I couldn't function anymore. I've had, knee surgeries in the past, but yeah, I was hurting going into it, but I was functioning. I could do things. At the time, right before the surgery, I really couldn't do much. Getting out of bed was a task, and forget about playing golf at the highest level. I couldn't get out of bed, and I was certainly doubtful at that point. What was it going to feel like? Am I going to be pain-free? Am I going to be able to actually do this again? Or where I can get out of bed and go out there and play with my kids and play golf. All those things were up in here. But after I had the procedure, it was immediate relief. And it was just a matter of getting through that pain part. But it wasn't the shocking pain or debilitating pain. It was just pain from the surgery and the incision. But it wasn't like it was right before. That was no bueno.
You know what's funny? There's something called healing pain and broken pain. And boy, there's a big difference. Let's bring in David Ogren. He is the director of golf and at Three Crowns Golf Club. It's a par 72 Robert Trent Jones Jr. design on land reclaimed from industrial use, winning awards for remediation work. David Ogren, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. How are you doing? And I'm the director of instruction.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not the director of golf. I don't want that job. It's too big.
You're not the dog. Okay. You know, it's so funny. The DOG. You know, there's no way to put that to like shorten that and make it cool.
No, I'm the DOI here.
You're so. The DOI. Okay. It's good having you on the show. I've always enjoyed. I followed David on Twitter, and he's fun to follow. But so I got to go straight to this. The Blue Devils, Duke beat USC, Division One. Big, you know, for us that's painful because so many of our Hawaii players end up playing for USC or UCLA or even Arizona. But the Duke, they came out on top. Fabulous, fabulous. How did Bellevue do, your team?
Well, Bellevue is NAIA.
Yes.
They're not NCAA Division I. They're NAIA.
Right, kind of like UH. We're not up there either. Right.
Well, and they finished third in the national championship.
Yes.
It was held in Lincoln, Nebraska. My good friend Shelley Liddick, who I believe follows you as well on Twitter, she took a program from zero, and in 3 years they finished third at the national championship. I had a great opportunity to stop in Omaha on the way up here from Texas, and I worked with their team for a day, and we saw some of that good work happen at the NAIA championship. They finished third. Good job by those ladies.
That's awesome. It's awesome. And I was fascinated by your blog when you said I'd become dissatisfied with how I was teaching putting. You were dissatisfied with the way you were teaching putting.
Well, that is correct. I basically here at Three Crowns, I have a comprehensive program, and my instruction for the putting for my good players and my clinics was, there's the hole, there's the ball, go putt. That's the way you learn how to putt.
Yeah, good.
And then I had students, taking 37, 38, 39 putts and shooting 76, 77, 78. And if you do the math, if you look at the PGA Tour, the best players in the world, they average 29 putts a round. So I would ask my students, okay, how many putts you have? Well, I had 38. Well, subtract 9, and that's what you could have shot. So I went out and found Jeff Mangum, who's a really cool, crazy old guy down in Florida, and I went for 20 hours of instruction to learn his system called the Putting Zone. I'm a Putting Zone certified teacher, and I taught it to my kids here in Wyoming. I taught it to Bellevue, and I've seen immediate results. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, that's cool. So it's the Putting Zone. Where can we find out more about it?
Well, you can go to theputtingzone.com. I think it's puttingzone.com. You can follow Jeff Mangum on Facebook. That's GEOFF. He's an eccentric a gentleman who I've seen numerous times on the PGA Tour.
It's cute.
But he kind of sits at the corner of the putting green, and he wears a bow tie, and he wears a Ben Hogan cap. And, it's kind of like, okay, who's this kooky guy? And now I got to meet him. And taken lessons from him and got certified, and he's a genius.
Isn't that great? See, I love how you said he's a mad scientist, a researcher, genius, and teacher, putting coach. When you said you saw him on the PGA Tour and you wondered who this kooky guy was, you played on the PGA Tour and you played in the Hawaiian Open. And this game of golf is kind of kooky. I want you to describe to us what happened at the Hawaiian Open at Wailea Country Club when you almost won the Hawaiian Open.
Yeah, the 1989 Hawaiian Open, I think it was the United Hawaiian Open at that time, we had a one of the very rare rainouts in the history of the Hawaiian Open. So it was a 54-hole tournament. And Gene Sowers and Dave Rummels and I were battling down the end. And Gene Sowers birdied 17 and 18 to beat me by a shot. He shot 19 under for three rounds. I shot 18 under for three rounds.
Wow.
It was par 72 then. Hole number 1, hole number 13 were played as par 5. But what happened was, on the 18th hole, Gene and I are both out there in the front of the green in 2, and he's down in that little swale in front of 18. And Gene hits this wedge, and he just clobbers it. I mean, this thing is going to the first tee. And it takes one bounce, and it hits a cameraman. The cameramen were lined up right there on the edge of the green, maybe 5 feet off the green, right behind the pole. This thing hits this cameraman in the chest, bounces straight up, rolls down the guy's arm about an inch off the first cut of next to the green. And then Gene chips in. So he goes from hitting it on the first tee, making 6, to chipping in. And then I made my 10-footer straight uphill right after that to finish second. And I got a nice Swarovski crystal pineapple out of it. It still sits right in the middle of my trophy case.
That's fantastic. I love it. It's kind of like... Earlier, we were talking with John Strege from Golf Digest and about Jimmy Walker hitting the bird in flight yesterday. No one really could see it until Golf Channel slowed down the video it didn't really hurt the bird. The bird flew off. Who knows whether the bird was actually hurt? We didn't go ask it. But it probably improved his lie. it brought the ball down. And anyway, it's just amazing how, bad bounces, good lies. It's all about some things you just can't control in this game. But what I liked about you was when I saw that you went to learn more. Are you ready for the Champions Tour?
I've already kind of gone past the Champions Tour, Danielle. I'm 56. And I gave it an effort in 2008, 2009. I couldn't get exempt. I didn't get exempt. I didn't get exempt. And it was quite an ordeal to go out Monday qualify every week.
Mm-hmm.
I played 9 events in 2008. I played 5 events in 2009. At the end of 2009, my wife Cher and I looked at each other, and we just made this joint decision that, no, we're not going to do that anymore.
Smart. Really smart.
So I gave that up, and since then my journey has taken me to a driving range where I taught golf. It's taken me to a couple general managerships for OB Sports Golf Management, and now it's led me here to Three Crowns Golf Club in Casper, Wyoming, where I teach the golf all summer.
That's fantastic, and you're 56, but I guess my point was that you're never too old to look at what you're doing in golf and say, you know what, I could do this better, and I'm going to go find somebody who can teach me.
Well, exactly. In 1993, I hired a guy named Chuck Hogan, and he was in that general category of sports psychologist. And almost everybody now has somebody that's kind of a brain coach.
Yeah.
Well, what we've discovered is even more important stuff than the psychology of it, more than the how to manage the emotions and feel good about it. And so I went to school to learn more about that. How the brain and the body actually work. So, yes, I make it a point every year to pick something out and go learn about it just because I want to broaden my knowledge, and maybe along the way something I've learned actually helps somebody play better golf.
That's awesome. We can become complacent and believe that we've hit the pinnacle.
Well, if you follow Facebook, and I know you do some social media, but if you go into any of the teaching rooms, most of the guys and gals, they're very certain of what they teach. And the one thing I learned on the PGA Tour is you never have certainty.
Precisely. As soon as you become certain, you become stuck in a position. If you're stuck in a position, there's no room for growth. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I love what you're doing. Ladies' Day is Wednesday at Three Crowns. And you have the reduced green fee. Now, this is what I was, and then there's the 690 program, and you graduate, and then you can go to the 6 at 6 Ladies League. Now, I want to bring this up because I think it's important for golf courses to get ideas from other golf courses. What is the 690 program?
Well, 690 was authored by a former commissioner of the PGA Tour, Dean Beaman. Dean saw at the end of his tenure as commissioner that golf was beginning to decline, and he was dissatisfied as somebody that was sat at the top of the pile how golf was being taught to beginners. 690 stands for within 6 months, we're going to teach you how to shoot in the 90.
Ah.
So Dean authored this program. He wrote a script for teaching somebody, and I teach it here at Three Crowns in clinic form. It's an eight-week class, and I predominantly taught it to females, and we've taught these females how to, from the beginning, how to hold it, how to hit it, how to do all the kinds of stuff. The interesting thing about the program is the ladies don't get to hit a real golf shot, quote-unquote, until the fifth week.
Wow.
Before that, we're hitting into nets, we're hitting plastic balls, we're making the motions, we're learning the motions. I've had 100% success rate, Daniel, in turning these ladies around when they finally hit a golf shot. Every one of them, at some point in that practice session that week, has hit a high draw.
That's
which
awesome.
Is the holy grail of golf.
Yes, it is.
All right. So that's the beginner program. From there, I move on to a couple of things that I've learned from Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, who have been on your show before, Vision 54. I teach Play Your Best Golf Now, which we call Summer Sophomores, and I go through the 8 essential playing skills. This year, I'm teaching a class on Saturdays called PTMESS, which is their broader view of the golf world. And so I have freshmen, sophomores, and junior ladies in the process. Now, the 6 at 6 program is a beginner's league. One of the things you have to do when you have beginners is you got to introduce them to the golf course and teach them how to be integral members of the golf community. You really shouldn't just throw them out there and expect them to, you know, play 18 holes in 4 hours and play competently. So what we do is we play 6 holes at 6 o'clock. We use some of the U.S. Kids PGA Tour modified, PGA of America modified tees so that the ladies have success. They go out and play 6 holes, and they pay a green fee, and part of that green fee is we come in and have a wine and cheese social afterwards.
Wow, I love it. Can I come to Three Crowns Golf Club? Wow, that sounds like so much fun.
Well, you're absolutely welcome. And here's something I've discovered and believe in, is that you grow golf just about the time you really want to go home. Because it's 6 o'clock here at Three Crowns, and we're just getting cranked up with these programs. All these programs are 6 in the evening programs, right?
Yes.
And that's when everybody who can grow golf is getting off their work.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're responsible, whoever you are, if you're responsible for growing the game at your golf course, whether you're the owner, the GM, the head pro, or the shop manager, if growing the game is something that's important to you, and it should be, because if you don't grow it, you're going to shrink it, start at 6 o'clock at night.
I love it, because I couldn't get, I get off work at 6. So, but I'm unusual because of the job I do. It's traffic, helping people get home, and they're home by 6. So it's
right.
What you're suggesting is perfect. You know, hoping to get people someplace by 5:30. We've got some really good things at Kapolei going on, where Wednesday evenings it's free for women, and there's the kids have some place to go when mom's got them. You know, so it's organized so that the family can be there, and that's the kind of creative thinking you have to think about what people have to do in their lives, and then incorporate that into your schedule, and then people will come. I love your junior tournament series after school during fall, but the spring break trip with you to go to, well, up from, where are we again? Way up there in the North Country, and you're going to suggest we get to go to sunny, warm Texas for a spring break trip. How many kids do you take?
Well, all my my family in Texas and my friends in Texas call this Siberia, so I'm in Wyoming. And this is the second spring break trip I've put on. And like anything else, it grows. We played TPC San Antonio as our home base course. And we did some practice and playing at Texas Lutheran University, where I'm the assistant golf coach. And I ended up with four kids from Casper, Wyoming, and three kids from Des Moines, Iowa, because I've got a good friend in Des Moines, Iowa.
Wow.
They came down, and we had a great time together. We learned some golf. We played some golf. The weather was good for the kids because they've had crap weather up here all year long. And it was a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Did you play the Bandit in New Braunfels?
Yeah, we didn't play the Bandit this year. We played it in the past. We played it last year when we did this. This year we played Starkey Park, which is a municipal course in Seguin, Texas. And we played the TPC San Antonio, which was just a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Those are the radio stations we're on right now. And, of course, we're streaming live, radiogolfclub.com. And you can listen to the library. The library goes back to 2005. All of my shows are on the library. So you can kind of go through there, see if you find somebody you're interested in listening to, and check it out, because most of them hold up. Because, you know, some of them are scores, and you can giggle about that. So we're talking right now with David Ogren. He played on the PGA Tour, won the 1996 Conterra Open. He teaches, as you heard. He's also designed a golf course. The idea of seeing a golf course in the landscape, it's just a wonderful thing to be able to look at hundreds of acres and go, I see this hole. Do you have that kind of an eye?
I actually do. I see golf holes everywhere. When I'm driving down the interstate highway, I see golf holes everywhere. So when I had this opportunity, I had some rules to follow by the developer. They had some strip mining land that I had to follow, so it's a little bit of a reclamation project. It wasn't an EPA thing by any stretch. And they had a main road already carved into the land, so I had to, you know, allow for the lots off the road. And I just basically followed the roadmap he gave me, and then we walked out in the woods, and I said, well, here's the tee, and there's the green. And
wow.
when we cleared the trees, we let the land tell us what the rest of the hole was going to be like, and it worked out perfectly.
It's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. And so you cleared the land, not necessarily, you didn't change the land.
That's correct. You see, one of the things that we know about golf course architecture, and this is surprising to some, is that water runs downhill.
No, really?
No, it actually does. And yep. So when you start pushing dirt around with a bulldozer, if you're not careful what you're doing, you will build dams and bathtubs, and you will create some issues with you. For yourself,
mm-hmm.
that you might have to come back and remediate. So we did very little earth moving. We moved very little dirt, and we just basically used the ravines and the swales and what we had to drain the land. I was very fortunate. This is outside of Houston, Texas, in a town called Magnolia. It's called High Meadow Ranch Golf Club. And I basically followed the roadmap, and the land actually allowed me to build a really good golf course, very minimum of dirt moving.
That's
it was a great project. Did that in 1999, 2000, and it's one of the highlights of my professional career.
I bet that would be for me too, to be able to create a golf course. I wouldn't want to leave. You were called in 1997, one of the game's free spirits. Eddie Sherman wrote it. He was talking about how you liked to play with Tiger Woods, that most people would, you know, go, no, I don't want to be with Tiger Woods. There's too many people around. There's too much publicity. There's too many, you know, camera people are moving. And you talked about that Tiger seemed to be concerned for the players he was competing with in his group, because whenever he'd take a shot, the whole group, you know, the gallery would just start moving. But that didn't bother you. Tell us.
Well, interesting playing with Tiger. I got to play with him like three times. And playing with Tiger, and I want you to listen to this very carefully, it's like playing in the eye of a hurricane.
I got it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
The best weather on earth,
yes.
The lowest pressure is in the eye of the hurricane. All hell's breaking loose around you. So literally when I play with Tiger, and I actually learned this playing with Jack Nicklaus earlier in my career, is that in real proximity, in real walking and talking, the closer I got to Tiger, the easier it was.
Absolutely.
And so we had a wonderful day at Colonial. Colonial's this week. Wonderful day in Colonial, 1997. We played the last round together. I was the leader, played with Tiger. And we had just a great time together all day long. What was really interesting is Tiger and I were sitting in the tent on 10 waiting to tee off, and we're just dead beat tired. It's 95 degrees, humid, and we're sitting there, and CBS sticks a camera in and goes, oh, look, you know, they're intense. They're not talking to each other. And I saw that, and I go, oh, that's a bunch of crap. We're just dead tired. We're too tired to talk. So, you know, commentary can be interesting. They make up their own story, but in reality, we're out there. We're just playing golf. You know we're playing for stakes, but it's like, you know, we're just playing golf.
Yeah, I love it. Because after all, you know, it's 95 degrees. Hello, did you expect us to be like all cheery and talky? Okay, because you're a free spirit, I want to bring this up. We're talking about growing the game. You talked about using an idea that Dean Beeman years ago came up with to help grow the game. The PGA of America is constantly working to grow the game. We've got the USGA constantly working to keep the rules in place. And they don't seem to like each other right now, the USGA and the PGA of America. The USGA seems to think that there's no reason to do anything unusual in the game, like foot golf or increasing the size of the hole for people, because why change the game and just play the game? But the PGA of America, they've got the guys on the ground, you know, who are actually interacting with people, not just we're making sure that those rules are followed. You know, that's what the USGA does. PGA of America, they're working with people. And it seems like for some reason, there's an opposing force. They're polar opposites right now. Do you get that sense, or is it just me?
Well, I think you have to have a realistic outlook on the big picture of golf. You know, going back as far as we can remember, Bobby Jones said something like, there's golf, and then there's tournament golf. The USGA and the PGA Tour and, you know, golf for the highest amount of prize money and for the highest amateur trophies.
$10 million, yes.
Right, that's something. Okay, that is a category into itself. Almost everything else, Danielle, should be focused around not what you shoot, but how much fun is it.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's
because
the way
if golf is not fun, why would you play?
It's 4 hours. You know, you talk about playing a round of golf. But then there's getting to the golf course. There's preparing to get to the golf course. There's after the golf course, going home from the golf course. There's cleaning up after the golf course. It's a six-hour operation.
Yeah.
If the traffic's
exactly
good.
So, you know, I mean, you know, you got mainlanders coming to Hawaii. And they go out to Ko'olina, say. And it takes them 5 hours to play. But they had fun. Why? Because it's frickin' snowing back home. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So you know, the local goes to Alawai, and they push them around in 4 hours, and they have fun because they know that's the only chance they got.
And, of course, they know the course. They've been playing there, you know,
right,
forever.
So, you know, it's about fun. So I'm not a proponent of changing the game, but I'm a proponent of let's look at all the different things that are happening in the world of golf. And let's include them in sort of the quote-unquote big tent thing. If you come to the mainland and go to a Top Golf facility,
yes,
you're going to go, wow. I went to Top Golf. My daughter, who hates golf, took me to Top Golf.
Right,
that
on
says everything.
I love,
right?
Top Golf. I wish we had one here.
Well, you know, I went to Top Golf. The one I went to in Austin has 102 bays. Everyone was full for 4 hours. That's more people than this course will see on a Saturday.
Yeah, and they spend a lot of money eating, drinking,
right,
and playing golf.
And there's people who don't consider that golf.
Oh, that's
people
a pity.
People don't consider a game where you use a 15-inch hole golf. They don't consider snag golf. They don't consider 6-at-6 where you make up your own rule golf. So those kind of people that have a very narrow view of what golf really is. It's play the ball where it lies, putt it out to a 4.25-inch hole with the whole damn world around it. That's a hard game. Let's make it fun. Yeah. If you want to pick up Danielle, pick it up. Let's go to the next hole. Get a beer.
Where's that cart girl?
Exactly.
David Ogren, what a pleasure it is talking with you. You can follow David Ogren on Twitter at D-O-G-R-I-N, at D-Ogren, okay? And just a lot of fun. We'll have to do this again.
Well, absolutely, and what I'd like to do is do it some January in studio.
Oh, yeah, come on over.
I'll just hop the plane. Come on over.
Bring the family. There's lots of chairs here.
Yeah, does Southwest fly there yet?
They're working on it. We're going to talk with Bob Bupke after this. David Ogren, thanks for being on the show. You're awesome.
Hey, Danielle, tell Bob I listen every week.
I'll do that. He's been on my show for 15 years.
Good guy.
Good guy. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years and state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the show. In the clubhouse, Bob Bupke, voice of golf, co-host of the Grill Room Golf radio show on TuneIn Radio. Anytime, wherever you are, go to TuneIn and find the Grill Room Golf radio show. Welcome. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. David Ogren says hi.
Oh, what a good guy he is.
And he said the same thing about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we pay each other to do that.
Yeah. So, I always wonder what Bob is watching. You know, is he watching do you watch the LPGA? He's watching PGA Tour. Then I think to myself, he's probably watching web.com to see whether Max Homa or Harold Varner III are going to come out on top.
Actually, I'm watching Gone with the Wind. I haven't seen that movie yet.
What are you watching, Bob? What is your pleasure this week?
Well, it's just so much going on. I'm actually fancying the BMW Championship over at Wentworth.
Yeah.
A really good friend of mine, Thomas Bjorn, who's an incredible person and an incredible talent, basically lost his game several years ago and refused to quit. He was on the verge of giving up the game, and now he's back. Last I checked, he had about a 5-shot lead over Luke Donald. This victory will pretty much assure him of a place on the Ryder Cup. He's been on 2 teams. He's been a vice captain for 3 teams. He's a surefire certainty to be a Ryder Cup captain in the future, but just an unbelievable guy.
What did he do to change his game around, to turn it around, to get it back?
Well, he hit rock bottom. It's exactly what he told me. He just he couldn't pull the trigger on a golf shot. He walked off the golf course and spent some time by himself and basically said, you know, do I want to put myself through this? Do I want to do what's necessary to get back to playing good golf? Or do I just want to rest on my laurels and maybe take up another occupation? And he said the passion for the game that he had when he was a youngster persisted. So he went back to, you know, the basics. He checked his alignment. He checked his grip. He began beating balls. And now he's all the way back. And that's what it takes. Golf certainly is a sport that'll beat you down. But, you know, most competitors don't want that to, don't allow that to happen. So they do whatever is necessary to regain their form. And, you know, the harder you work, the easier the game becomes. And, you know, Ben Hogan, he said it years ago, the answer is in the dirt. Anybody thinks there's a easy fix for playing better golf is absolutely wrong. The only fix is plenty of practice. And I highly recommend the utilization of a PGA professional just to make sure you're working on the right thing.
Yeah. They're not going to, you know, a lot of people say, oh, he's going to change the way I play. He's going to make you better. And he's not going to, he's going to take your swing and not change your swing. Changing somebody's swing is something you do, like, we're in the highest level. Rory McIlroy makes an adjustment in his swing. Tiger Woods just basically tore it apart and put it back together again. But that's not something that you've got time to do unless you're a professional, right, Bob?
Yeah, and, you know, it really doesn't matter. There's a misconception about what, you know, a quality swing is. All you have to do is look at Jim Furyk, former United States Open champion. You would never recommend that swing to anybody taking up the game, but it's the right swing for him. The real key in playing successful golf is a repetitive swing. It doesn't matter what you do or how you do it. It's that final 6 inches before you make contact. If that club comes in on a consistent basis, you're going to know exactly where that ball's going to go, and it makes the game a lot more fun. You know, if you're not consistent, then obviously you have problems.
Yeah, and I'm still working at that final 6 inches. It's a work in progress. We all are. And some days I've got it down and I can hit it and it's beautiful, and some days it just doesn't want to work.
Well, you're halfway on the right course, Danielle. You know, the final 6 inches, but in your case, I think it's the 6 inches between your ears.
There, I think so too. A lot of sometimes
you overthink it.
I do. You, hey, coach, why aren't you here? What are you doing in Texas? I wanted to play around today. I'm looking at Adam Scott, okay, and he's over at Colonial in Texas, and this is I find this fascinating. You know, Adam Scott is now world number one, but if Henrik Stenson finishes fourth and Scott is fifth or worse, Henrik Stenson goes up to the top. If Stenson finishes sixth and Scott is 10th or worse, I mean, who does these things? If Stenson finishes 17th and Scott is 40th or worse, do we really spend all of our time wondering what it'll take to knock somebody off and out of that number one spot?
Well, I personally think the ranking, number one, number 10, whatever it is way too complicated for the average fan. I mean, actually, Adam Scott became number one this week by not playing last week. I mean, that's a crazy way of escalating up the world rankings. Even worse than that, Jordan Spieth, the phenom at 20 years old, went into the Players' Championship, his first ever. They bill it as the strongest field in golf. He finished fourth. He went in ranked seventh in the world. After finishing fourth in that, he was ranked eighth in the world. So he lost the spot. So I gave up a long time ago trying to figure out what's what. I'm more impressed with the guy caddying for Adam Scott, Stevie Williams. Everybody knows that name. But this is the third different player he's caddied for, as being a number one player in the world. And that's pretty remarkable. He was on the bag with Greg Norman when he was number one, obviously with Tiger, and now with Adam Scott.
That's what I love about talking with you, Bob. You always think of just a little bit outside the box, you know? Just you.
Well, they never let me in the box, so I had to think outside the box.
All right, let's get down to something that I'm sure you and Alex Maselli and Bob Bupka, they are hosts of the Grill Room radio show on TuneIn Radio. Anytime on any mobile device that you would like to listen. And I think the show is new on Mondays, right? You guys do the show on Monday?
Yeah, we come out Monday afternoon with a new version every week. And mainly that's, you know, we have to find a time that we can record the show when Alex is not playing golf. because between playing golf and covering golf, there's not much time left in Alex's life. So the first question every week is, where are you playing? What time are you going to get done? Okay, we'll do the show then.
I wish Alex were here to defend himself, but he's not.
He would agree.
Yeah,
he would agree.
Okay. So Lucy Lee, 11 years old, and she's playing in the U.S. Women's Open. What's your take on Lucy Lee at 11 playing in the U.S. Women's Open? She qualified.
She not only qualified, Danielle, she did something that to me, you know, qualifying at 11, it's remarkable. I mean, I can't even wrap my head around such an accomplishment. But what not everybody knows is she beat everybody in that field by 7 shots. Second place was 7 shots behind this 11-year-old. So, I mean, it's just mind-boggling that somebody at that age can play that well. And, yeah, she'll be at Pinehurst. We look forward to seeing her. Of course, it starts on the very same golf course that the Men's Open is going to be contested on. This is a very extreme experiment by the United States Golf Association in holding their two biggest championships back-to-back on the same golf course. We want to see the condition of the course and how the ladies respond to it. And you know, there's a lot that can go wrong doing this experiment, but there's also a lot that can go right. If it comes out, according to plan, Tom O'Toole, the new president of USGA, is very confident. Mike Davis, the executive director, is very confident. So I'm going with them. I'm looking forward to being part of something that has never transpired before. Of course, it's a very emotional place for me to go back, Pinehurst number two. That was where Payne Stewart won his last U.S. Open. And you may not know this, but in 1998, Danielle, after finishing second at the Olympic Club, I was doing the runner-up interview for him for the United States Golf Association with his mother at his side. And I said, well, Payne, you're looking forward to Pinehurst next year, trying to cheer him up, because he was very despondent about finishing second to Lee Jansen. And he looked me in the eye, and I can still see those steely blue eyes of his, and he said, I will win the U.S. Open at Pinehurst.
Wow.
And lo and behold, he did. And about 3 months after that, he was taken from us in a tragic plane accident. Just a horrific thing occurred to one of the real great gentlemen of the game. And I don't know if you know this, but Payne Stewart once had a 9-hole match, okay? And he was reigning U.S. Open champion at the time, and he put on a 9-hole exhibition match, and he lost to the guy by 18 shots over 9 holes. Of course, the guy happened to be Pat Brown Jr., maybe the best blind golfer ever to live, and Payne Stewart had to put a blindfold on in order to participate, and Pat Brown Jr. beat him by 18 shots over 9 holes, and Payne Stewart said, I could practice for the next 10 years, and I never could get as good as Pat Brown Jr. playing golf when you can't see.
That's an amazing story. I mean, that's wonderful. Blind golfer Colin in the UK, I just thought of him. Pat Brown, best blind golfer. Awesome. Okay, want to take a real quick break. Oh, actually, we don't have time. So let me just mention, before we close that military appreciation never, it's just not a, it's not a 1 month deal at Acura. It's 12 months a year. If you're in the military, if you're retired, go to Acura, $1,500 right off the top. That's military appreciation at Acura. We've been.
Well, I think that's fabulous, and I know you as a mother of somebody that served this country. I think at some point this weekend, every one of us should just pause for a minute and reflect on how lucky we are and the tremendous number of sacrifices that have been made to keep this great country the way it is, to allow you to play golf. And I was amazed at Arlington Cemetery. They always put out a fresh American flag prior to Memorial Day, and there were 270,000 graves that got a little American flag yesterday. And if you watched each and every one of those flags being put down, it certainly brings a tear to your eyes. So all of your listeners that have family members that served in the military, or if you served in the military yourself, I say thank you.
Thank you, Bob. And if you're one of the graduation class and you have lay from graduating, you know, we get flower lay, and some of these kids are just buried in lay. It's right up to their head. They can't even see. So many family members come and give them the flower lays. And so what I'd like you to do is remember that, you know, the next day you may say, what am I going to do with all these flowers? Well, for Memorial Day, all of the graves at Punch Bowl are decorated, and the city needs like 68,000 lay. A lot of people get together and sew them, or make them, the garlands, and then they're taken to the cemetery on the graves. You can go to, I believe, the fire department, give them a call, or there's different donation sites the city has, and you can find them at the staradvertiser.com website. There's a story about where you can donate the lay that you may have from graduation. And congratulations to all the graduates who are, it's kind of a rainy weekend, but it's a good way to start. It's blessing. In Hawaii, rain means a blessing. And a blessing to have Bob Bupka on the show. I really appreciate it, Bob. Thanks for being on the show. Thanks for sharing stories that, you know, we probably didn't even know about Payne Stewart and about the blind golfer. That's awesome.
Thank you for having me, Danielle. It really is an honor to be on with you, doing it 15 years now, and you only get better.
Thanks, Bob. And let's say thank the people who make the show possible. Dr. Armand Chong, you know, my mom went to Dr. Armand Chong, Kainoa Chong, a great dentist. And in addition to that, he's the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute. And he's the dental director for 10 senior facilities. And he's the official dentist of the 1990 to 95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, 737-3525. And you'd be surprised what that jaw joint, you know, if you have a hard time opening your mouth, you get headaches all the time, you should give him a call, have him check it out. If you've been in an accident and may have done something to your neck, it all could be right inside the jaw, and he can help you with that. 737-3525. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Visually stunning. Nature, and of course, Robert Trent Jones Jr. went and he saw the golf course holes, and he created this beautiful venue for golfers of all abilities. It's a unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem, and the Southside Men's Club. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. What you got to do is get them on your property, and they assess the risk to your property that they can see, the property threat, and then they can put the people or the cameras in place to protect your property. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discounts. They're at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. And for military appreciation, it's $1,500 off the top. You can always listen to the show if you just started. RadioGolfClub.com is our website. I want to thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.